The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new
day. Good news for your day today. Well, number one, we are not in the hottest part of the country. That's
Thank
for sure.
God.
We're actually in the coolest part of the country.
Oh, wait, don't say something too fast, because tomorrow and this weekend, you're going to be hot.
Is that when it happens?
Yep.
Well, listen to this. 14 different nurses at a neonatal center in Missouri all got pregnant at the same time.
It's so exciting to do with everybody. We have such a different perspective as OB nurses, so to be able to experience this together has been such a relief, but also really, really exciting.
I thought I was the only one that was trying to get pregnant, and I was my first pregnancy, so I was trying to keep quiet till about 12 weeks, but then other people started announcing, and I was just at work like, I need my own business, and then all of a sudden we started telling everybody, and it was just like every 2 weeks, everyone just kept coming on. We're like, okay. And I told, we had a new secretary joined, and I was like, better take a pregnancy test
when
you go home.
What's the odds?
So 14 pregnant, 14 OB nurses got pregnant at the same time from the same facility. Good Morning America talked to them last week. Then during the interview, a 15th nurse revealed that she's pregnant.
Come on.
15. So what happens when they all go to have their kids? Who's going to cover the OB?
Everybody gets a fill-in.
Labor and delivery.
That's crazy.
I guess they could all be in there at the same time having their kids.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. You know those cheesy pink flamingos that people put in their yards?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I love those.
Well, a group in Buffalo broke a world record on Tuesday by lining up 4,280 of them in a row.
We've been working with Guinness for about 6 months now. You may not believe it, but they have a very long list of guidelines for the longest line of garden flamingo. So they're going through with the judge now. They're counting.
I can confirm that I have counted every single flamingo here today. And the final number, 4280. Guinness World Records title. Congratulations. Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, they beat the old record by more than 500. So if you're ever wondering if you can break a world record, listen, we were responsible for encouraging the gay family out there to break that record of the most Christmas lights on a residential dwelling, which they did. And I believe they still hold the record. So Guinness definitely takes it seriously. So a bald eagle recently snatched a baby red-tailed hawk from its nest near Vancouver, British Columbia, probably for breakfast. But wildlife officials say that hasn't happened. Instead, the eagle and its mate adopted it. Now they're raising it as their own. So there was all sorts of concern because this bald eagle snatched this baby red-tailed hawk. A lot of people in that area were concerned about this, apparently.
Yeah, but no, but an eagle would need a hawk.
I don't know. I'm not sure how that works, but they have confirmed that the baby has now been adopted. Actually, it sounds more like a kidnapping, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
A couple from Kansas recently went to Las Vegas on vacation and left their dog, Dexter, at a kennel. Then they got an alert from the doorbell cam after he broke out by scaling a 6-foot fence.
And he went home?
The dog was in the kennel, broke out of the kennel, and ran back to their house.
That's great. Wow.
Somehow, 2 miles away, this dog ended up at the front door on the dash cam.
Damn.
Wow.
2 miles away. So, of course, they're in Vegas, right? That's they're from Kansas.
Funny.
They talked to him over the speaker while someone at the kennel drove and got him. They say he's really smart, sometimes too smart for his own good. But the real question is, how in the heck did he get out of the kennel?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole story. Get out, find his own home. I mean, that's crazy.
Scaled a 6-foot fence. I could see my German Shepherd doing
that. What kind of dog was it?
Doesn't say. No. It's probably a big dog.
It had to be.
Scaled a 6-foot fence. Like, you're crazy dog. Your dog could probably jump. Your dog can jump into a tree and land on a branch.
Yep.
It's pretty psycho.
It's crazy. What is that? What kind of dog is it again?
Malinois.
Malinois, that's right. Yeah, you got one. It's like a German Shepherd on steroids.
Yeah, it'll come over and it'll rip pieces off you.
Well,
and you know what part it goes for first.
Well, I'm not coming over to visit you.
Right here.
I'm going to wear my cup next time I come over.
It goes right at it. Thank you.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.